I was reading this.
Good.
This study says that we're much better listeners if we keep our eyes closed. You got the button's there, Robin.
Well, I can't see it.
It's just up there. Do you want me to come round and...
Would you come round and press it? Because I've still got my eyes closed.
I'll come round.
But I tell you one thing, I can hear you really well.
Hang on.
Not there, Johnny!
No!
That's not the button!
Are you fine?
You pressed the how are you fine man button. I'm opening my eyes.
Are you ready to listen to a podcast? The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Now you can start listening.
I want to make you aware of something that's happened to us in the studio. We have a television on our wall.
Yeah.
And that television shows our new fancy cameras that we've got that film us.
Yeah.
And it shows us the program setting, which is...
Are you going to say the obvious thing?
What's that?
That it's actually, it's not the way it should be.
It's not horizontal.
It's not horizontal.
Vertical.
It's vertical.
It's vertical because that's what our cameras are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, very big. So we've got.
It's too big.
And it's split into different cameras, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
showing what's live. So at the moment it's me talking. When Robin speaks,
yeah.
there you go.
Me.
There's Robin.
There's me.
Yeah. And then you've got camera one, which is just Robin. Camera two, which is just me. Camera three, which is like a wide a wide thing.
I thought. Do you know what I thought you were going to say?
Mm.
You got camera one, which is me.
Mm.
You got camera two. Mm. Which is Johnny,
mm.
and camera three, which is Robin's bald patch.
Wake me up. Just like a really bad compilation album.
DJ.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning to
morning.
You. Happy Ramadan to you.
Happy Ramadan. Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
How's
so much. How are you, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm fine.
I didn't ask you. I don't even know who's calling you. I was asking Johnny. You said, how's everybody there? So I'm just making sure everybody here is okay.
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good. And I'm doing all right as well. Anyway, who's this?
This is Khalid.
Khalid's on the phone. All right. And Khalid, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Whoa, stop.
What's going on?
What's happening in the background? Are you in a bird sanctuary?
Yeah.
Where are you now?
These are actually my, what do you call this? My parrots.
Your parrots!
Hey,
has he stolen the parrot that Bushra from the head of the Parrot Association was on to us about last week?
I was really concerned that you were going to say, are you in a bird sanctuary? And he was going to say, no, these are my children, Brian.
Very well-behaved children, Khalid.
Why are they making such a racket this time in the morning?
It's food time, isn't it?
Because they are waiting for me to feed them, actually.
Food time, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I used to have... I grew up with an African grey parrot.
Yeah.
My mum had it, and it hated me.
Yes.
Absolutely hated me. And I don't know why.
Well...
All right, Khalid, thank you so much for calling. You have a beautiful Ramadan. Have a good day, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Go. Turn off Robin and Johnny. The morning show. Wake up.
Hi FM. I am in the market for a new fragrance.
A new fragrance?
Yeah. I've been wearing the same fragrance for years.
Wow.
And I only wear the one.
I haven't noticed. I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing.
But if you have a good look around,
right.
There's some weird names of fragrances.
You should stick
you
to
get.
High Karate.
Yeah.
That's the best one. It's great. Old Spice.
I thought I would... I was having a look at all these weird named fragrances.
Blue Stratos.
And I went, ooh, there's a game in this. So I've got some fragrances,
oh,
Robin.
No.
I'm going to read them to you.
Oh, no.
And if you think that they are a real fragrance, you say whiff.
Whiff.
And if you think that they're not and I've made them up, you say whoa.
Have you got a bed for this?
Let's play whiff or whoa.
Oh, no.
Whiff. Or is it a whoa? Oh, is it a whiff? Or is it a whiff?
Right, come on then. You give me a fragrance, or it might not be a fragrance.
Yeah.
If I think it's a fragrance, I say whiff.
Yes.
Ah, yes. If I think you're making it up, I say whoa.
It's a whoa.
All right, whiff or whoa, that's what we're calling it.
Airmail.
That is definitely whoa. That's not a fragrance.
It's a whiff.
It's a whiff, really? It's a whiff.
Someone's called that.
Airmail.
Airmail.
Oh, wow. I'd love a bit of airmail,
spread
please.
A bit of airmail there. For, that's a whiff. I'm not too good at this. Come on.
Baby's breath.
Baby's breath. That's a woe. No one's going to call anything baby's breath.
It's a whiff.
You're shut up. I don't believe it. I want to see proof after this game.
All right. Okay, no
I
problem.
I really do. Right, come on.
Gold digger.
Gold digger. Oh, that's definitely a whiff. I know a few girls who should be wearing that.
It's a woe.
Oh, shut
no.
up. Shut up.
It's just the gold digger in your life that will want the expensive perfume.
Somebody should market that. That's just genius.
Hope I pull.
Hope I pull.
Mm.
That's, yeah, you wear that all the time. That's definitely a whiff.
It's not working. Oh, it's a woe.
No, I've got them all wrong so far. Do you know what?
Wrong.
I'm glad. I'm glad I've got them all wrong.
Right, the final one.
Final
Let's
one.
Let's see if you can make 5 out of 5, get them all wrong.
Come on then.
This will be your first time.
Yeah.
Indifference for men.
Indifference for men.
Yeah.
I want to say woe, but I'm going to say whiff. It's a whiff.
It's a whiff.
It's a whiff.
It's a real fragrance.
No.
Can you believe it?
She gets a special cologne. It's illegal in 9 countries. It's made with bits of real panther.
What?
So you know it's good.
Yeah. It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
In a good way.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Me. It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
When I was driving back from Dubai, I stopped for petrol in the second station after the border.
Well, you're back in Oman.
I'm back in Oman
now.
I crossed the border, and the second petrol station after the border, we always stop, because we prefer that one. And as we were pulling in, and that's where I fill up with gas as well, right? As we're pulling in, we see somebody that we recognise in another car.
Really?
They're outside the car,
wow,
stretching their legs a little bit.
So they've been to Dubai as well?
They've been to Dubai as well, wow, right? So we recognise this person. I'm not going to say who it is.
Why not?
Well, you'll find out.
Because you will tell me that's the punchline.
No.
Right, okay. Okay.
No, it's not the punchline.
It's not.
It wasn't Calm Larry.
It wasn't.
All right, let's get that out of the way right now. It's not Calm Larry. So we recognised this person.
Yeah.
We pulled up at the other pump, and we started chatting to this person, and then their wife came out of the petrol station.
Right.
Right, so the gas attendant had come around and put it in
I know how
it
works.
You know how it works. Right,
I know,
so he's doing all that.
I've got fuel before, I
anyway,
get it, yeah.
Debbie and Annie go to the bathroom, and they pass this person.
Yeah.
And then when the wife comes out of the petrol station, they're all having a little chat.
Yeah.
And they proceed then, after their little chat, to go in to the toilets,
yeah,
to use the toilets.
Yeah.
The couple then get back in their car,
right,
go to drive off.
Yeah.
What have they forgotten?
They've forgotten to put the cap back
They've
on.
They've forgotten to take the actual petrol hose
out
of the car.
Well, they've not forgot to do it. The attendant's forgotten to do it, yeah.
And I'm screaming, stop, stop.
Oh, no.
Mate, it luckily,
yeah,
I mean, it went really tight.
Yeah.
And then it luckily bounced out. But they then realised, because there was a clatter behind them, it must have hit the car.
Yeah.
And they stopped. Not only did they forget to do that, right, or the attendant forgot to do that, but they also forgot to pay as well. All right.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Gotta wake up.
The only way to wake up. Well, not really. You could do it with an alarm clock, but they're way more fun.
Hi, FM. When we broke into Jamie Cordell's house... Jamie's on between...
Bit of context.
Jamie's on between 1 and 4.
If you'd like to see the videos up on our socials, he did approve of it. I mean...
No, he did not approve of it. He had to go, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
He didn't
at
have
all.
Much choice.
Johnny, you took his new PlayStation.
Yes.
Which is a what? A PlayStation 5?
5.
And you swapped it for your one.
Yeah. Can I just say, because that was never on the video and it upset me because I think that's a classic prank.
It's the story of your life.
It's the class.
All your best bits just aren't on the radio.
No, exactly. It's the worst.
Waking you up.
Come on. Hey.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. Because a best of show just isn't possible. Turn it up.
This is High FM.
Good morning.
What was your dream job as a child?
Pilot.
Pilot.
I wanted to be a pilot, yeah.
So these are the top five dream jobs that we have around the world.
Okay.
And number five is influencer.
Oh, well, shut up.
Yeah.
This is dream jobs now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Dream because jobs back when I was a kid.
Well, no, because influencer wasn't a thing.
It was just like shouting outside.
You get a slap on the back of the head if you're lucky.
You would do.
Number four, psychologist.
Psychologist?
Yeah.
I actually did go through a period of wanting to be a psychologist, actually.
Number three.
I am when I have a meeting with you.
Model.
Model!
Again, that's what Owen wanted to be.
Actually, it was. I did think for a while, just growing up, I could be a model.
Number two is flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
And number one is pilot.
Is pilot.
The dream job we have worldwide. Yeah. Now, you can imagine why pilot and flight attendant is so popular, the opportunity to travel around the world.
Yeah.
Now, my dream...
You're living your dream right now, Johnny. You're doing it.
Was always to be on the radio.
Oh.
I don't need to travel around the world. All I want to do is travel to your ears every weekday morning.
Oh, bless. And that's true.
Come on. Wake up. This is the best of the High FM morning show. No, not really. We don't have any best bits.
Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
I'd like to be serious, please, and tell you some good news and big good news.
Big good news.
For bald guys.
Oh.
And that is, and I'm being deadly serious here.
Yeah.
Toupees, wigs are back in a big way.
Are they?
The New York Post just did a write-up on how, and I quote, hyper-realistic wigs and toupees are the hottest new flex, Johnny. Mm. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday in the 1980s.
Yeah.
The good ones nowadays use real hair.
From who?
Well, not me.
They don't do it from people, do they?
Real hair
that's
stitched into a piece of polyester that's thin enough to actually sweat through. And then they glue it to your scalp and give you the exact haircut that you want. You may have seen videos.
I have seen some videos of, yeah.
These young guys.
They do look quite good.
They look all right,
they look
don't
all
they?
Right.
They do look all right. You can shower in them. You can go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied.
Oh, really?
The downside is they're not cheap.
Ah.
Good ones cost thousands.
Wow.
And even those don't last that long. You might need a new toupee, a new wig, every year or two.
What happens is the hair starts falling out.
Now, no, it starts detaching from your head. So I've heard.
Yeah.
Now there's a growing movement to normalise wigs and toupees.
Right.
So eventually, wigs for men might not seem weird at all, and we might not laugh and go, oh, have a look at that.
Yeah.
Have a look at the syrup on that.
Yeah. Robin, I noticed you got a lot more hair today.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, it's a different colour.
What have you seen those? Have you seen those wigs on people?
It's when you see... And the thing is, you see quite what look like relatively wealthy men. Jet black wigs.
Jet black wigs?
It's like...
Has somebody not told them?
Who are you trying to fool?
Has somebody not gone, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Listen, if I ever get a wig, right?
Yeah.
Instead of glue, can it be Velcro? So it makes a really cool sound when I take
it off. I think that would be great.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. I woke up this morning. Do you know what's funny? No, us neither.
Researchers are saying that energy drink consumption by children and teenagers can cause a heightened risk of anxiety and depression.
Well, yeah, of course it can.
Well, not surprisingly, energy drink companies have responded saying the research is nothing but a bunch of red bull. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
We're here all week.
You monster.
Time to wake up. The worst of Robin Banks and Johnny Burroughs. Because they don't have any good bits.
Here we go.
Oh, you had one job.
Who?
One job.
Me? What did I do?
No, not you this time.
Oh,
I'm talking about, Johnny, the Irish Navy.
Oh, no. What did they do?
They had one job.
What did they not do?
And they only have one ship.
Do they?
The Irish Navy only has one ship.
Oh, that's not going to do very well, is it?
So the Irish Naval Service has one ship called the George Bernard Shaw. Which might just be named after the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know, though.
Phenomenal.
Anyway, There was a call for the Irish Navy to help with a bust to intercept a delivery of suspect packages off the coast of Cork in Ireland.
Oh, no.
And the police were working on shutting down this smuggling ring, which allegedly involved waterproof containers filled with a load of stuff.
I mean, I'll be honest, if you were shipping those things, you'd want waterproof containers,
wouldn't you? Yes,
yes, they've done that, right?
There was one problem, though.
Oh, dear.
This all happened on St. Patrick's Day!
Oh, no.
And the George Bernard Shaw,
yeah,
it was taking part in festivities.
Was it?
Yes. So they passed on the drug bust.
Sorry.
No.
We're having too much of a good time.
No, sorry.
No.
What?
We're having a good crack. What are you doing? Come back tomorrow.
We're too busy partying. Go and get somebody else, would ya?
1212, hey.
The worst of the High FM morning show. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
Waking every morning.
I thought I'd had a bit of a brainwave last night.
And then you realised it's you.
So we've been talking about Google's Gemini AI a bit on the show.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Google knows loads of information about me.
Yeah.
So must its AI.
So did you ask it about you?
So why don't I ask Gemini to write me a dating profile?
Oh, wow. Good idea. Good idea.
So I asked it to do
that.
It said, I cannot directly access your personal information to craft a complete profile.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? It's a nice way of getting out of
absolute
it.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah, but it didn't want to. It went, oh, I'm staying away from this.
I guess you need to feed the AI more information.
Right.
So I told it to write a profile for a radio presenter called Johnny Burrows.
Okay.
At that point, Gemini tells me that I'm looking for someone who can keep up with my banter.
Oh, right. So it did.
Yeah, yeah.
It did write a profile. Okay,
it said,
great.
Warning,
great.
It can get pretty witty in the booth.
It hasn't listened to this show, obviously.
Well, it's a very generic thing. I think it needs to know more information about me.
I'll tell it.
So in...
I really will.
In Japan,
yeah,
the country has failing marriage and birth rates, so the authorities there are offering AI matchmaking services.
Okay, this is good. Right.
They feed the AI with data, social media profiles, online mentions, and internet browsing history.
Oh, no!
So the AI can learn all about you.
Oh, no!
Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry.
Calm Larry.
Calm Larry is in town for you.
I was awake extra early for Sahur this morning. I was wondering what time the sun would rise. And then it dawned on me.
It's Calm Larry.
It's High FM.
Morning.
I'm Johnny Burrows. Here is Robin Banks.
Thank you.
There we go. And here is what to do if you've got a slow cooker in the kitchen.
I've not got a slow cooker.
Ditch them and find someone who can rustle up the food quicker.
Oh, God.
Wake up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
High FM.
Johnny, you're on the dating apps, aren't you?
Don't know what you mean.
There are many ways to flirt.
Well,
one tactic is to strike up a conversation.
What?
By asking, hi, what do you do for a living?
I mean, that's not the first thing you say to somebody.
I've heard that. I've been out before. Well, people have said that to me.
You walk up to somebody and go, hello, what do you do for a living?
When you meet someone, one of the first things out of their mouth is, what do you do? Where do you work?
Yeah, right.
So this is, I guess, the modern version of that.
Okay.
Over half of people who are currently dating,
right,
say they've been on a date with somebody they met on LinkedIn.
No.
Over half.
How do you connect with somebody on LinkedIn?
Well, you send them a message.
What, you slide in their DMs?
You slide into their messages and so, you flirt with them.
Are you telling me
yes, all
of these women that have been messaging me on LinkedIn about...
All those recruiters... aren't really recruiters.
Oh, they're actually looking to date Johnny Boros.
They're looking to date
wow.
you.
Wow! Now, I never knew!
So, some people used to be annoyed when people would ask you about work when you first meet them, right? They would consider it rude. You can talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
And I can imagine there is also a large chunk of people who get annoyed if somebody flirts with them on a job networking site. But then again, how do you think Johnny really got his job here?
The weekend. Time off work, a lie-in, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Well, you can't get everything you wanted.
Now let's get to it.
Let's go!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
When I was away, what kind of stuff did you do on the radio?
Ooh, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
Bits and bobs.
This and that, stuff and things.
Yeah, yeah. Right, did some good stuff.
Did some good stuff.
Do you know what? I honestly cannot remember.
You can't remember.
A single thing that I did.
Okay.
But it all seemed to go quite well. Didn't get any complaints or anything, so...
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get any complaints?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Well, I... There's something that I'm reading here.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I'm not too pleased about.
Are you not?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Hey.
Nice
how are
to
you?
Hear from you.
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen. Who is this? Because I'm trying to scroll on your WhatsApp message to see who this is, and I know you've WhatsApped us loads.
This is Khalid.
Khalid's on the phone. Yeah. All right, Khalid. I'm a little bit worried because I'm looking at a message of yours from last week that you sent to Johnny, because Johnny was on his own last week. Mm. I was off for a few days.
Okay.
And it says here, right, your message says, of course, Ehab won't reply. We don't want to hear you snoring, Johnny, live on the air. So I'm a little bit worried, Khalid, about this, that I go off and Johnny is falling asleep on the radio. Can you please... Johnny, don't say anything, please. I want to hear from Khalid because I know that he's not going to lie to me. Khalid, what exactly happened? What was that bit?
Well, he said that thing, but, you know, we want also to make sure he doesn't fall asleep because he was already saying, I might fall asleep. And he
was he?
About the bed and...
Was he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was it.
So Ramadan early morning.
So he was complaining about his really easy job that he's got.
That's basically
what you're saying, Khalid.
I was
Johnny, I want to hear from Khalid here. You sit this one out.
Because he was alone, that's why.
Oh, so he was complaining not only that he was tired, but also he was on his own.
He's on his own, so he can just have a nap and...
I was just suggesting that, you know, I could have my own, like, bed in the studio.
Wow. And wow, Khalid. Wow.
That was
all I have to say.
Did you get your bed or not yet?
No, I've not received it yet. No, I've still not heard back from Ehab.
I think Ehab will help you.
All right. No, he's in Dubai as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Looking at beds for me.
I spoke to him, right? I spoke to him, and he said, where are you going? This is Ehab, right? I spoke to Ehab. I said, I'm going to Dubai. He said, I'm just about to board a flight. I'm going to Dubai as well.
Yeah.
I went, well, I won't see you here then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the chance.
All right. Thanks a lot for letting me know what happened when I was away, Khalid.
No problem.
All right.
Anytime.
Thanks.
Anytime.
You're my little
spy.
Later,
buddy.
Khalid's my little spy. That's what he is.
Thanks for calling.
Procrastinate through your weekend with the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Have you seen this, right? Donald Trump claims that he has $500 million in cash lying around.
Just lying about.
However, he doesn't want to use that cash to pay the $454 million that he owes.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like Johnny saying that he's dating Margot Robbie, but he doesn't want to show off by letting anybody else see them together.
No,
that's exactly like that.
It'd be very embarrassing.
When I wake up in the morning...
Do it!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Let's go!
Can you remember the last time you did something really physically exerting?
Oh, no.
You know,
last night I filled in a survey about my health.
Right.
And it had a question.
Yeah.
And the question was, how many times a week do you exercise?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like 1 to 2 times, never.
Never, yeah,
never, once. Never.
But things, when you fill those things in,
yeah,
you go, well, sometimes I do once in a week do it, but there's weeks that I don't do it. But if I put never, it's not entirely true because some weeks I do.
When you fill in never, do you feel really bad? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was invited to go to Hatta and go on a hike.
Really?
With some friends from Dubai. They said, let's meet in Hatta.
Right.
We'll go on a hike.
It's a long way to go.
But yeah. What put me off,
right,
was actually doing the hike and doing exercises.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because they want to go all up the mountains.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that.
And here's the thing that I've learned about hikers, because I went to Jebel Shams recently.
I know.
They lie to you.
Yes.
They say, oh, it won't take very long.
Yeah,
it'll be nice.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's not, not much of an increase in incline.
When she wants to have a walk, she does the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have never forgiven her for our honeymoon 14 years ago. I swear to God, I still bring it up.
That's it. You don't need to go any further. I've never forgiven her for the honeymoon.
Nothing to do with exercise or hiking.
She dragged me on holiday. I didn't want to be there.
I didn't want to get married.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show. Banks and Burrows. They might sound like a cool crime-fighting duo from the 1980s, but they're not. They're really not.
I was doing a big shop last night.
All right.
And
were you in your expensive store?
No.
No,
I wasn't.
Really?
No, wow. I was in, if you must know, I was in Mall of Oman.
Yeah.
There was no one about, really.
Yeah.
It was very, very quiet.
Yeah.
And I line up at the till.
Right.
There's only one till open, Robin.
Okay.
Only one till open.
All right.
And there is a group of 10 tourists. In front of me. And
how could you tell that they were tourists?
You can just tell.
You can just tell.
You can just tell.
When I collect Annie from school sometimes and we drive along Shatty Street,
yeah,
we have this little game. We go, tourist,
yeah,
tourist,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
tourist.
Yeah. So there's 10 of them.
Okay.
They're buying about 4 items.
Right.
Which include dates, Arabic sweets.
Oh,
they've
wow.
clearly had a holiday.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
they've gone, oh, we need to buy some stuff.
I've done this
some
before.
Local things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we'll go to the supermarket and buy it.
Yeah. The Carrefour downstairs here at Muscat Grand Mall and Mall of Oman have an actual aisle, and half that aisle is touristy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So they went in there. Anyway, right.
I wish they had a tourist till. and the guy scans, picks up the big box of dates and he scans them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one of the women starts asking.
Can I just say, at this point, Johnny is shaking his pen in anger in his hand.
I'm just reliving it in my head.
Wow.
She starts asking him questions about the dates.
Oh, you don't want that.
I mean, he's a cashier. He just wants to scan your items and go.
Maybe.
Also, I want to put my items. Now, I hate it when people stand too close to me at the tills.
You do hate it.
However, they're buying 4 items and they're taking up so much room, I can't even start putting my stuff
right.
on the conveyor belt.
Okay.
So I go, do you know what? I'm just going to go up to this man and sort of push him out the way.
Oh, wow.
And I start putting some items on and he looks around and this tourist looks at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't know what to do.
Wait, did you not tell him? This is standard in Oman.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
Out my way. This is my turn.
Oh, it's Johnny Burrows. We've heard about this. Let's take a few pictures of him.
Here we go. Want to hear Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows at the weekend? No? Oops. Sorry about this.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
You gotta get up.
Scientists.
Oh, right. You're launching straight into it.
Yeah.
I was going to introduce us. I was going to say Robin and Johnny, and we're here every weekday morning.
On High FM.
Just for all the new listeners.
Well, I thought I would.
Who were there?
You're
taking control.
I'm taking control.
And talking over me.
You're having a little bit of a moment right now.
I am, actually, a little bit of a
princess's.
Diaries?
No.
What's he talking about? If you are a new listener, this is what it's like.
No, but you're having a moment. You're having a bit of a sort of... I don't know if it's the start of a mental breakdown or...
I'm in the middle of a mental breakdown right now. What was that on the radio this morning? Did you hear that on High FM?
If we get to the end of the show, 10 o'clock today, and it all goes well, that'll be a first, won't it?
It will be a first.
Yeah. Good up!
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Would you allow AI... to handle your love life.
Handle my love life.
Mm,
it does with you already.
It does.
At this rate, I think I'd give it a shot.
If you give anything a shot. We were going to do that billboard for you, right? We were going to do a billboard with a picture of Johnny, and we're going to do it for the leap year, right? The 29th of February, and we told Johnny about it yesterday in the office. And we were in touch with this billboard company.
Yeah.
We're going to have a massive billboard of Johnny.
With my face.
Saying, please.
What photo were you going to use?
But I'd already set you up for a photo.
Oh, yeah, you were going to ask me, we need new photos.
We need new photos. Yeah. The sales guys have asked for new photos of us, so I'd already set that up. And there's going to be a massive billboard with "Ask Me to Marry You."
You know what?
This is where this is my point. I thought you were going to be really angry when we told you about this in the office.
No, I kind of thought that'd be quite funny. And there's a little part of me that goes,
I might have found my wife.
Yeah.
You'd have a great story to tell your grandkids.
Yeah, imagine that.
How did you guys
meet? How did you and Mum meet?
Well, sit down and let me tell you.
You see that billboard outside?
Would you still be living in Oman? Possibly.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. In the morning. Good morning. Oh, that reminds me. Have you emptied the garbage recently?
Do you ever look at certain people and think, how did you get that job?
Yeah.
Stop looking at me, Robin.
Yes.
Stop looking at me.
I'm looking right at you.
Stop.
But I know how you got the job.
Yeah.
I know. And I can't say it on the radio. If you'd like to know how Johnny really got the job, give us a call.
Right.
22-000-959.
It's not that interesting.
It really is.
It was all my hard work and dedication.
It really isn't. And I'll take it off the air and I'll tell you.
S.J. Strum.
Who?
Is a...
S.J. Strum?
Yeah, she's a baby name expert. Like, that's her job. How do you become an expert in baby names?
Wow.
Do you have to read, like, every single name of a baby?
You have to know them off by heart.
Yeah. Do you have to go to baby name tests or something?
Baby name school.
You know, somebody that's so educated in baby names, why is your name so rubbish? Anyway.
Strum.
Miss Strum,
right.
I presume she's unmarried, says that she predicts it's time to forget about conventional names. We need to pick whimsical names.
Whimsical names.
That's a beautiful word.
That's
what she says. So
whimsical.
The top female name of 2023 was Olivia.
Olivia.
And
that's
top,
a nice name.
The top men's name was...
Mohammed.
Has to be. Of course.
Right, okay.
It always is.
Yeah.
But S.J. Strum...
Yeah.
Says these are the names that we now need to name our children. And bear in mind, she's a baby name expert.
Yeah, come on.
She's got all the expertise. For girls, you need to go with Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily.
Lavender.
Oh, shut up.
Or Clover.
Clover.
Yeah, and for boys...
Oh, here we go.
Cosmo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because I was going to name Annie, my daughter...
Cosmo. Right?
Cosmo.
Wow.
If she was a boy... I swear to you.
Wow.
I swear to you. And everyone was saying, what?
Yeah.
Cosmo.
Yeah.
I wanted to name her Cosmo.
Peregrine, that's another one.
No.
Right. That's what people hear when they hear Cosmo.
Yeah.
Same as Peregrine.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that.
Or Chase.
Yeah.
But
Chase is kind of pretty normal, isn't it?
Now, surely.
What?
If you want to show your child that you hate them,
yeah,
there must be easier ways
than
this.
There has to be, doesn't it?
This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Sorry about that. What's that sound? It's the worst of the High FM morning show. Then I
wake up. It's High FM.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Have you ever been to a strange museum before?
Strange museum.
Yeah. Museum, and you're like, this is all kind of weird.
I think all museums are weird.
Wow.
I do, though.
Robin doesn't like history.
I get dragged in to museums, especially when we go to London.
Right.
We always have got to go to a museum.
Yeah, I know.
Now that I've got a child, it's even worse.
Oh.
Because Debbie says, well, we've got to educate the child.
Got to
take Annie to the Natural History Museum.
Yeah, but that's cool. The Natural History Museum's cool. Yeah.
You think so?
Anyway.
I don't.
We're going to play a little game now. I've got a list of museums.
Oh.
Some of them are real.
Yeah.
Some of them are not.
What do I have to say?
We're going to play...
Yeah?
Real or Surreal?
Oh.
Real or Surreal? What could it be? Real or Surreal? Real or Surreal? What could it be?
Right, so if it's a real museum, I say real.
Yeah.
If it's not, I say surreal.
Yes, correct.
Very, very tentative.
The Tap Water Museum.
The Tap Water Museum. Yes. I'd say that is a museum.
It is.
Yes.
It's in China.
They just display tap water. Brilliant.
I think they also display taps.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I like it. They've diversified.
The Museum of Combs.
The Museum of Combs. Mm. I've been there. Yes.
Let's brush over this one.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's surreal.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
No, the Museum of Combs is your drawer in your house.
The Museum of Comb-overs. That's my museum.
The Dog Collar Museum.
The Dog Collar Museum.
Collar. Collar.
Oh, collar. Mm. The Dog Collar Museum. I'd say that's real.
It is real.
It is real. Yes! Great, great.
It's in England.
Yeah. Yep. And they have dog collars.
The Shoehorn Museum.
The Shoehorn Museum.
Yeah.
I've not seen a shoehorn for years. They're all in this museum. Have you got a shoehorn?
I've got a shoehorn, yeah.
Wow,
used it this morning to put my shoes on.
I'm going to say surreal. I actually think it's real, but I'm thinking that you're tricking me.
It's a surreal.
It is surreal. Oh, yes.
And I'm getting old because I love the sound of it. I would definitely go to a shoehorn museum.
All right. And I can't lose this, but here's the last one. Real or surreal?
The Museum of Broken Relationships.
Of which Johnny is the curator. I'm going to say that's real.
It's real.
It is real.
It lives in my heart.
Outstanding, remarkable, amazing are some words that describe a radio show somewhere, but not this one.
Wake up.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Who wastes? Spends more time online.
Wastes.
Men or women?
I am going to say men. I'm going to say it's the men that spend more time on... Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Come on, give me an answer.
All right, men.
No, it's women.
Right, great.
Women spend half their waking lives online.
No,
sorry, that's
really?
What the research says.
That's what it says.
That's not me. You can blame the Good Things Foundation that did this. The average woman spends 7.7 hours a day online.
Wow.
Men spend 6.6.
Why do they say that men spend less?
I can only speculate.
Because Johnny is so upset because he's been rejected again. Have I got any matches? No, I'm never doing that again. So he goes off it for an hour.
Half of people say that they would feel cut off from the world without their phone. But I'm going to guess if you're Gen Z, it would be 100%.
They're the youngsters.
On that topic, what is the biggest app for Gen Z and millennials?
TikTok.
Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was everybody's on the TikTok now.
No.
Johnny's saying Insta. All right. Still Insta, is it?
TikTok is very much up there for Gen Z.
And YouTube as well.
Yeah.
They're all on YouTube.
What's the biggest app for Gen X?
Gen X, who's that? That's the older guys, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit older than millennials.
Facebook.
No, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Oh, yeah, of course. WhatsApp's an app, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. And what is the biggest app for baby boomers?
Well, who are the baby boomers? They're the really old
they're
ones.
They're the really old ones.
Right.
Yeah, they're the oldest of the gens.
None, because the grandchild hasn't come round yet to switch the computer on.
Exactly. They'll let you know once they get past the Google homepage.
That's it. Have you got this program called Google? It's really good, isn't it?
Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry.
Calm Larry.
Calm Larry is in town for you.
Oh, I'm Calm Larry, and I haven't been angry in years. I know how to control my temper. I said I know how to control my temper! But yesterday, I got a flyer through my door on anger management. I lost it.
It's Calm Larry.
Ariana Grande's mother...
Her mum.
Grandmother, sorry.
Okay.
Marjorie Grande.
Marjorie! That's a real old person's name, isn't it?
Made history by becoming the oldest person to hit the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Yeah, she's featured on one of Ariana's tracks.
Wow!
She's 98
That's
years
brilliant.
Old.
That's amazing.
She's now setting her sights on her next project. At that age, she's finally old enough to become US president.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
It's how I wake up.
on High FM.
Have you ever found yourself, while you're driving, turning down the music, turning down High FM so you can see better?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Every single time that I arrive somewhere
it's weird, isn't
that
it?
I need to go,
yeah.
I will turn down the music so I can find the house or concentrate or something like that, yeah.
It's probably because it's been proven to help with concentration.
To be fair, my car, when I put my car into reverse, it automatically turns the music down. In fact, I find that very frustrating.
That's because it can't do three things at once.
Well, there
is
that.
It was either that or the brakes. Take your pick. There's this new thing out, and they tried to find out which popular artists will actually help you focus on the road.
Oh, really?
Right. So participants were put through a series of hazard perception tests whilst listening to different playlists from popular artists.
These people who do these tests have got way too much time on their hands.
Here are the results, right? Here are the top five. At five, it's a tie, BTS and The Weeknd.
Right.
Okay, they'll help you concentrate.
So they'll help you concentrate driving. Okay, right.
Number four, Billie Eilish.
Okay, I disagree with that.
Number three, Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Number two, Eminem. I mean, it depends.
No, I'm sorry. Eminem is not going to make you a better driver.
No, concentrate.
Oh, concentrate.
That's what it's saying. It's not saying making you a better driver. It's saying concentrating and staying focused.
Listen to the 8 Mile soundtrack and psych yourself up. Yeah, I can do this.
And the number one, the top artist, they're saying that will help you stay focused whilst you drive. Drake.
Really?
Drake is number one.
Wow.
Radio at its lowest. Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.
Now, please don't remember this if you're heading out for an iftar buffet tonight somewhere, okay?
Don't remember this. Okay.
According to this that I've got, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time.
Yeah.
A third of the time. Meaning germs can spread from workers' hands to your food.
Do you know what really annoys me is when people wear gloves?
Oh, yeah.
They wear gloves
to make
the food, but then they also accept cash and all the stuff. That kind
of, and you try and tell them. I've tried to tell people.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And they go, well, I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah.
But you're handling the cash with the gloves on.
And then
you're going back to the food, right? Anyway, obviously, you can get foodborne illnesses in restaurants.
Of course.
Norovirus, salmonella, E. coli, blah, blah, blah.
Lovely.
So this could help, Johnny. This could help. There's a new product. It's called the hand scanner. And it's been described as the hand-washing lie detector. And it can identify any residual contaminant using light fluorescence with safe non-UV LED lights.
But you don't need this. Just wash your hands.
Just wash your hands properly. Now, customers don't actually see the hand scanner reports. It's mostly meant to alert workers when they need to rewash their hands.
Right.
If contaminants are still stuck in hard-to-clean areas, like beneath fingernails and around jewellery and your knuckles as well. Wash your knuckles, would ya? The worker is then instructed by the robot voice to rewash, and retest.
Wow.
And the system will also rat you out to your boss if you ignore the results.
Oh, dear.
And it can also be used, good news for you, with gloves.
Okay.
Although gloves can be nastier than bare hands.
Yeah, they can be, exactly.
Right? And gloves give you a full sense of security when you're wearing the gloves. You'd probably rather not think about how many people have touched your food in the process of preparing it at restaurants. With or without gloves.
Extra protein, I think.
Enjoy your iftar tonight.
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Just two men trying to do radio. Trying.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Wake up!
Hey!
So I was in Dubai for a few days.
I was in Dubai.
And I came back.
Do you know what? Can I just say? I've just realised something. I can't make fun of you and your Porsche anymore. And that's really upset me because now you don't have a Porsche.
I don't have
anymore.
It. I got rid of it.
Yeah, it's a BMW.
I got a BMW.
BMW,
now.
Should I say?
A BMW. Yeah, BMW. Because we've been. They pronounce their W, V. In the German language. We found that out on the show a couple of years ago.
It's not as fun making fun of you with a BMW. So I hope you don't mind. I'm going to still keep calling it your Porsche.
No, well, you can't. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I will.
Because it's easier for you.
It's easier.
Johnny always wants the easy way out.
Low-hanging fruits. That's what I go for.
It's the worst of the High FM morning show
with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
It's time to put the paddle racket down.
Goodness.
Paddle has had its day.
Really?
There's a new sport in town, Robin.
What's the new sport?
And it's going to take over.
Is it tiddlywinks?
I used
to be really good at tiddlywinks.
It involves juggling.
Juggling.
While jogging.
Yeah.
And that becomes juggling.
Joggling.
Joggling.
I want to try this just so I can say that.
The rules are simple.
Yeah.
Joggers must
juggle.
Run.
Yeah, and
while
juggle.
Maintaining a juggling pattern.
Yeah, okay.
If you drop your balls or beanbags.
Don't do that.
You must return to where you dropped
it.
No. And carry on.
And carry on.
Now, the sport is growing worldwide.
Okay.
No laughing.
No, I'm not laughing.
It's serious business.
Yeah.
The current personal best, 500 metre.
Yeah.
Juggling time.
Juggling time. Obviously, it's going to be three beanbags or balls.
No, it's five.
Five?
This guy did it with five.
Shut up.
And without a single drop, he did it in just over 2 minutes.
I can't even juggle two. I can't.
I can't even juggle one.
You can't even juggle your simple daily tasks.
Robin and Johnny aren't actually here, but here's some of their worst bits.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Here in Oman, there's a lot of estate agents, aren't there?
Well, I mean, yeah, there are everywhere.
They are, yes, there are everywhere.
Yeah, estate agents. Basically, all you need is to say they were estate agents. But instead, you went all around the houses.
We're here all week.
Thank you very much.
Wow. There is an estate agent in Australia, Pippa. This estate agent, this real estate agent, got into some hot water, got into a little bit of trouble.
Oh, dear.
She was preparing a multi-million real house for an open house.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
People coming round to see it. And the house at the time had renters in it, so it was being rented out.
Okay.
And it had tenants in it at the time.
Yeah.
And the estate agent was running around tidying a few things up because she wanted it to look absolutely beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And she noticed some bedding that was hanging upstairs and it was just hanging to dry.
Mm.
And she thought it looked bad, so she balled it all up, took it downstairs and threw it on a shelf under a lamp.
Yeah.
And she turned that lamp on.
Okay.
And 20 minutes later, major fire broke out.
Oh, dear.
And the house burned down.
Ah. Fantastic.
The company she worked for was ordered to pay damages to both the homeowner and the renters who lost all their belongings in the fire.
Yeah.
Now, if you are a real estate agent, if you are an estate agent listening, there are a few tips and tricks to success, which I hope you know.
Don't set fire to a house.
One of them is don't burn the place down.
Get on up.
Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.